If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 62. Isaiah chapter 62. Bible says in verse 1, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the land delighteth in the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiced over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him to rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thee corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of a stranger shall not drink thy wine for that which thou hast labored, but they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of his holiness. Go through the gate. Prepare you the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And he shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called a sought out, a city not forsaken." I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will bear help, on this thought. When God finishes it. When God finishes it. So we see here, Bible talking, Isaiah's speaking here, and he's saying, "For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace?" He's saying, because for Zion's sake, for Jerusalem's sake, for Israel's sake, he said, "I'm not going to be quiet." Now, that's what I've preached. That's what the world would like us to do tonight. The world would like us to be quiet, sneak off somewhere in the corner, and die. Amen? That's just a fact. That's what they'd like for today. They'd just like us to go away, be gone. They won't just not be fooled with them. But we won't see here when he's talking about this. And for Zion's sake, because God is watching, because God is going to finish up that he started. You believe that tonight, that God's going to finish what he started? I mean, he ain't going to start something, a work in me and you, and leave it unfinished. But I thank God that he's going to finish that he's begun, that good work that he started on us. Amen. I praise God. He's going to finish it all the way to the end. He's going to bring it to the finish. Amen. He's going to finish it himself. His hands is going to be on it. I'm glad we serve a hands-on God tonight. Amen. I'm glad he's with me. Brother Rex said when you start to try to go out on your own, he'll rein you in a little. I'm glad God's like that. I'm glad God does that for you and I. If it wasn't, we'd be out no telling where tonight. But thank God, because he reigns us in, we're at the house of God, come to worship the Lord and give him glory even in his house. And we see this for Zion's sake. He said, I'll not hold my peace. But he said, I'm going to proclaim for Jerusalem's sake and will not rest. He said, it's time. We're getting close to the end. And he said, it's time just to be heralding the good news of a Lord and Savior who loved us and died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And he said, he characterizes it here in two words. He said, unto righteousness, therefore goeth forth as brightness. So we see here the light, brother, the righteousness and the brightness of a holy God that goes forth from him and it helps us along the way. I'm glad for that marvelous light, that illumination that we have through the Word of God. It speaks our heart, it shows us the way, and it looms us when we get headed in dark places. He turns the light on a little brighter over here so we'll know to drift toward the light. Amen. And God, when we do that, God begins to help us and he begins to show us the way. Amen. I'm glad for that. I'm glad God's ever present to show us the way. He don't want us wandering around in the world. He don't want us running around without Him. He wants us to focus on Him so that He can finish this thing up and He can finish it well. You can finish well for His glory, man. Finish that course that He's put you on and He's put me on it so we might finish well our course.
Amen.
Amen. And God's got a course also, and we're part of His course, so He'll help us to get where He wants us to be. Amen. So Isaiah's a finish this thing up. He's talking about how God's a bringing out and God's wanting to bring in. Amen. That's what God's a doing today. It's already been said tonight because of rebellion. Amen. Because stubbornness, people's just not getting in. Amen. They find too much appeal in the world. But I'm glad, praise God, I find more appeal in the Lord than anything the world's got. And I'm looking for that righteousness that He has and not mine. He's offered me righteousness. He's offered me a brightness. He's offered me a light of salvation, praise God. Amen. And a lamp that's burning bright, praise God, brighter than it's ever burned. I know what, now I know that a lot of folks like to just blow it out. But I'm glad, praise God, He's a light to keep me blown out. He's a light that'll shine forth. He's a light that'll go forth. He's a light that'll send forth. He's a light that'll illuminate the darkest place in this world. There's a lot of folks say today, well, preacher, there's just so much wickedness in places that they can't do nothing with it. Well, they can't, but He can. He can light it up. He can illuminate it. There's not a place in Chicago that's not so dark that God can't illuminate that place. Well, if you're going to fix this problems in the world, we're going to have to get folks to God. We're going to have to get mamas and daddies, and praise God, to come together and stay together for the glory of God, to raise up our children in the house of the Lord, to begin to minister to them the precious oracles of God, so that they can see a foundation, so they can have a foundation, so they can grow in the Lord, praise God, because God's wanting to finish us up. Amen. He said He give us a righteousness, He give us a brightness, praise, to show us the way. He said that the lightness and the brightness would even catch the eye of the Gentile, those that's undone in this world. He said they'd be recognized by all the nations of the world. He said by all the kings, it would be giving Him glory. Amen. He's coming a time when they may not want to, but glory to God, He's coming a time when they'll praise God whether they want to or not. Amen. Hey, listen, I'd rather just do it now while I can. Do it of my own free will, praise God. Because one day, He said, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Amen. It don't matter what you think. Praise God, it's what He says that matters.
Amen.
He said, all these nations, praise God, they're going to realize and recognize that there's an awesome power in this world. Amen. Hey, it's not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not Confucius, whatever his name is. Pray God, it's God Almighty that's going to rule and reign all the way to the end. He's the one that's going to finish this thing.
Amen.
He started and He'll finish it. And He'll finish it for His glory. Amen. Praise God, all the kings got thy glory. And He said, thou shalt be called by a new name. Amen, that new name. Now Ezekiel, if you look at Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35, he tells us that new name. It's Jehovah Shema. Amen. It's amen. And it means that the Lord is there. Glory be to God. He said, there's going to be a new name. We're going to be given a new name. And a new name will be, the Lord is there. He said, praise God, one day when He gathers us all together, the place that we're at will be called the Lord is there.
Amen.
I thank God for this place. Amen. I told somebody the other day, he said, how's your church doing? I said, it's doing all right. Help of the Lord. I said, devil fights me just like he does everybody else. He fights church folk just like he does everybody else. But I'm glad it's still a place where the Lord is.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad it's still a place where you can come up and praise God, you can feel His presence. He's real here. Amen. Listen, church, don't ever take it for granted that God shows up in this place. Amen. It's real. His name is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. What Jeremiah said, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Amen. They nobody can say He's there but Him. But praise God, when He says, I'm there, glory God, you can take her to the bank that He'll be there. He promised He'd be with us, promised He'd never leave us or forsake us. And if He promised you that, you can take her to the bank. Praise God, He said He'd be there. He said He'd never leave you. He'd never forsake you. He'd never leave you alone. He'd never leave you wanting. If you need something, you can call on Him. You can look to Him. You can cry out to Him. Praise God, He'll hear you and He'll answer your prayer.
Amen.
I'm talking about the God we serve tonight. Bless His holy name. He started something, but He's going to finish. Bless His name. Amen. She says, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. Amen. And a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Now notice here, he says this is a new name. But look, here's another characteristic. He said, praise God. He said, what God's going to call it, he's going to call it beautiful, praise God. When he's finished his work, he's going to say, you know what? It's altogether lovely. Amen. I don't look at myself as being at altogether lovely. I look at myself as being weak and fragile and frail. I look at myself as being that's apt to sin and could do things to hurt the heart of my dear Lord and Savior. But I'm glad that when God sees me, He don't see what I could do. He don't see what I might do. But He sees what He can do in the heart and the mind of one of His little children. And He sees me and He sees you tonight. He don't see you as Rex Hoagland. He sees you as a finished child of God. Yeah. Amen. In the presence of glory. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. As a finished product. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When the old devil comes along and begins to flop them jaws at you, they say, look what you done then. And God, hey, praise God, say, listen, devil, I'm just going to bow my head and talk to Jesus a minute. I praise God. And when you look up, He'll be gone. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't give Him no room. Amen. Don't allow Him no chance. Praise God. Just rebuke Him in the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Praise God. And He'll flee from you. Amen. Praise God, because God's made us some promises. He said He'd give us some royal deed, a character, a beautiful character. Not what we are, but what we shall be when we're finished. Amen. Amen. Praise God, look at the little nation of Israel. How many times they failed God. God would get them back on path and some old rebellious thing would take off again and hike the people of Israel would take off after them and God would go bring them back into the fold. He'd persecute them, He'd prosecute them, but He'd bring them back. Amen. Why? Because he had a work to be finished. They weren't finished yet. I'm glad God will bring us back when we stray away. He'll bring us back so He can finish what He started.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of people who said, well, preacher, when you get saved, you'll never stray from God. You'll stay with Him always. You'll never sin again once you're saved. Amen. I won't say, praise God, they don't know what they're talking about. Because when God saves you, He saves your never dying soul, praise God. He don't save your flesh. As long as you and I are living in the flesh, we're going to sin and we're going to come up short. We're going to commit iniquity in this whole flesh. But praise God, I'm glad He's a God. He says you're not finished yet. And every time He sees that, He just gets you, works you just a little rougher on that old potter's wheel to get that mess out of you.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because He's a finishing something. He's working on finishing something. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. You know why? Because He said, from now on, you're going to be termed forgiven. Amen. He said, you're not going to be ever called forsaken. He said, don't you let anybody tell you that you're forsaken. He said, you're not forsaken. He said, praise God. Just tell them, glory be to God, I'm forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not forsaken no more. Amen. Everybody in this world may forsake me, but my God's still with me. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm not forsaken. Amen. Praise God, I'm forgiven. Bless His holy name. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Neither shalt thou be termed, but thy land in any more be termed desolate. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'm not going to no more be called desolate because I'm going to be inhabited. Amen. Glory be to God. God said, hey, listen, Brother Jeff, there's no way in the world that you can be desolate anymore because there's no desolation. Praise God. You're inhabited now. Glory be to God. And there's nobody can take that out of you. Glory to God. It's moved in. It's taken up its abode. It's living large in your heart, in your soul, praise God, and in your heart. And you'll never, ever have to worry about being desolate again.
Amen.
You could be homeless living out there under a bridge. But praise God, it could never say that you're desolate. Amen. Because you're inhabited. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a God of heaven that indwells in your heart. Amen. Praise God, we're not forsaken, we're forgiven. We're not desolate, we're inhabited. Amen. He said, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah. Amen. Now that word they say means my delight is in her. Amen. My delight is in it. So it's talking about a new condition. Amen. I was in one condition. Now I'm in another condition. See what we're doing as children of God. We're changing conditions. Amen. It ought to be our heart's desire to constantly be changing our condition. Going from one condition to another condition. From getting rid of a rebellious condition to getting rid of, to get them into a place of obedience to God. Discipline to the faith. Discipline to His Word. Moving up along. Helping God to help us. Amen. From one place to another. From one condition to another. Amen. From going from one attitude to another. Amen. Changing conditions in our life for the glory of God. Amen. When we start thinking about doing it, not for me, but for Him, that's when things will start happening. See, that's when God can continue that finishing process to get us where He wants us to be. And God wants us to be just like His beloved Son. Amen. So He's working on us to get us there. So He said He's given us that new condition. But watch this, He said, "And thy land, Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee." Not only is He talking about a new condition, but He's talking about a new relationship. Amen. That word Beulah means married. Amen. It's taking us from one condition to another condition. It's taking us from a one relationship to a new relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's bringing us up one, if you will, just one step closer. Amen. Praise God. Bring us up one step closer to that holy matrimony. Amen. When He presents us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. See, the devil's full of accusations. He wants to bring riling accusations against all of us. He points that old crooked, snarly finger down at us and said, "Look at that one." Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, "Yeah, I saw that. But look what He did." Amen. So He come out of that condition, a new relationship. Praise God, He's closer to me than He's ever been. Amen. See, that's what's happening in the church, praise God. We're getting closer and closer till one day we're like, old Enoch, and the Lord just says, "Come on home, you're closer to my house than you are yours." Amen. Amen. He said, "You're closer." I believe He told old Enoch, he said, "I believe you're closer to being like me than they are. Just come on over here where I'm at. Come on over here to my side, praise God." He said, "I'm a liking what I'm a seeing." Amen. When God's a finishing up, bless His holy name. And He does it, praise God. Why does He do all that? He does it for His glory. Amen. His name might be lifted up. He says, "For His delight is joy." He said, "For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." Amen. He says, "It's going to be brought together. It's going to be consummated. Glory be to God. Because God's going to finish it." Amen. What kind of God would we have if He courted us and wooed us, got us all the way up almost to the altar and then forsook us? But see, that's not the God we serve tonight. Our God loves us and woos us, praise God, and He's going to finish this thing up when He presents us to Himself. He says, "For as a young man married a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee." Now, He's not talking about strangers here. He didn't say, "So shall these strangers." He said, "No, said thy sons, praise God." He said, "They're going to be brought to the wedding." Amen. Praise God. God said, "I'm going to finish this thing up for my glory." Bless His holy name. He said, "As the bride," talking about the joy and the light. He said, and "as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." Now, if you watch this in Isaiah 6:2, you can see the nation of Israel and you can see the church. Amen. The nation of Israel and the church. Praise God, you can see how God is finishing it, but praise God, He's going to finish us also. You can see through these teachings here, the bride and the bridegroom and the bride, praise God, in the gospel, the days of the gospel being fulfilled, being finished and satisfied right before our eyes. Amen. God is completing us for His glory. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, "Well, how's He going to do it?" He said, "I was thinking about this. I was reading this. And, you know, times is tough. It's harder to preach now than it used to be. Because a lot of people don't want it. They don't hear it. Amen. And a lot of people don't know what it is. Now, we used to be the buckle of the Bible Belt, praise God, but we've lost that. I mean, we're living closer to Sodom and Gomorrah than we are to the Bible Belt. Amen? We're just about to turn the corner where we can't get back. But praise God, I'm glad there's still some that still want the Word of God, still want the truth, praise God, still want to praise God and give Him glory, still want to draw closer than you've ever been, looking for His near appearing. Amen. He's coming. Amen. Glory be to God, Brother Kevin. I'm looking for Him come any day. Amen. Praise God. I was hoping on May the 14th, praise God, I was hoping He'd say, come up hither. Amen. Because this is the 7th year. But you know what? This year ain't finished yet. Amen. Praise God. We still got some time. I'm just waiting on the Lord. You say you're trying to predict it. No, praise God, I'm just looking for it. I'm expecting till He comes. Praise God. Amen. He says, while you're expecting, while you're waiting on this marriage to finalize, praise God. He said, I have set watchmen upon the walls, amen, of Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Amen. He said, I sent up ministers, praise God. Sent men on the walls. People are proclaiming. Praise God. God's a working. God's a helping. God's got encouragement. God's got love. God's got all that you need, praise God. Just keep getting closer to God.
Amen.
He said, don't be silent about it. Tell it wherever you go, praise God. The more they tell you to be quiet, be like that old blind one, praise God. Old blind Bartimaeus, the more they tell you to be quiet, the more you should holler it out. Amen. What's wrong with us is we've been quiet too long. Amen. The Lord, the world's got to expect in us to cow down. The world's got to expect in us to be quiet. But praise God, I thank God for what He's able to do. Man, I thank God for people that's not... Praise God, it blessed my heart. They went over there with Deborah for a surgery. Miss Margie's daughter got in there and we went in there and had prayer with her. Boy, had us a good time in the Lord. And then her doctor come in. He talked to her and they introduced each other and she said, this is my pastor, boy, bless my heart. Amen. She said, this is my pastor. And he said, well, good. She said, I know he probably already prayed with you. He said, would it be all right if we pray? Glory to God. I said, yes, sir. Praise God. You help yourself. And that little old doctor, praise God, he fell in there beside her. God, everybody said, he said, I'm going to get you by your hand. Praise God, God held her like that, boy. He began to pray. Lord God, how about shout about, had me a spell. Amen. Why? Because he wasn't ashamed, praise God, of his God. He knew who was going to go. He knew who was going to that surgery with. He knew it wasn't up to him. It's up to Almighty God.
Amen.
Start something, he's going to finish it. Amen. There's a work started. Praise God. He was just a key that God was going to use to help finish the work. Glory be to God. He says, ministers, praise God, people to howl the word. He said, don't be silent. Don't be ashamed. Just scream it out from the rooftops. There is a God, and He's real, and I know Him by heart, praise God.
Yes,
amen. Do you know Him this evening? You know who He is? He's the greatest thing ever come your way. Amen. You don't know Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. You don't know nothing. I mean, you're as ignorant as a toad frog if you don't know who Jesus is and have Him live in your heart, praise God. Because He's real, He's alive, He's vibrant, praise God. Amen, He'll make you alive. What's wrong with the world today is a whole lot of dead people because we've been quiet too much. But praise God, He said it's time for the watchman upon the walls to be a crying, praise God. Spare not these lights, David is saying, crying out that there is a God, there's a Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, praise God. See, we're living today. I've told you before, we're living today as long as you talk about God. People don't have no problem with that. Because they believe there's all kinds of gods. But boy, you start talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and they get tore out of frame. Amen? They get all warped up when you talk about the Lord and Savior. Praise God, buddy. We'll just talk about it tomorrow. Hey, Jesus, I thank You for saving my soul. Thank You for moving into me. Thank You for taking up Your abode. Thank You for kicking off Your shoes, praise God, through the Holy Spirit of God and making my body Your home. Amen. Praise God, I can't do the things I used to do. Amen. Amen. I can't do the things I used to do. Now I can do anything I want to do. Amen. But there's a whole lot of things I don't want to do no more.
Amen.
God Almighty moved into me. He changed my want to.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. He moved in, took up His abode. Praise God. So now I can tell you what Jesus has done for me, where He brought me from, where He's taken me to, how He's got control, praise God. I scooted over one day to let Him drive. Amen. And I tell you what, Brother Jeff, He's taken me places I never thought I'd go. Amen. Glory be to God. I mean, I'm talking about Hallelujah Boulevard. Glory to God, sometimes I just pull up on there. Amen, He just pulls me up. Glory to God, I think the good Lord of heaven just runs me taking a cruise through heaven. Praise God, every now and then, just to show me the sights. Amen. But about the time I get the mully grubs, about the time I get to saying, what's the use? Just throw up my hand, throw like old Jeremiah and say, Lord, I'm not gonna do it no more. I ain't gonna open that book. I ain't gonna look at it. Pray God, Lord, He'll just kick that thing up in high gear, boy, and He'll take me for a ride. Amen. Before we ever get back to the house, He done took me on a trip. Praise God. He's done showed me some magnificent things. And before I ever, amen, come back to back to earth, praise God, He's already stirring a fire in my soul and say, hey, don't quit. I just go tell Him this, praise God. Tell Him I love Him. Tell Him I'll help Him. Tell Him I'll encourage Him. Tell Him I'll uplift Him. Tell Him if I can't walk, praise God, tell Him I'll carry Him. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad I serve that God. Yeah, amen. Amen. I don't know who you're serving tonight, but I'm serving a God that's real.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. We oughtn't to be afraid to tell it. Amen. Is He real to you tonight? Amen. Does He really live in you? Do you have the goods? Amen. Praise God. Does it get you excited? It gets you to where you can't give up? You can't quit? You can't go back? Amen. I learned a long time ago there ain't nothing to go back to. Amen. Praise God. It's done the past. Praise God. I'm living in the present, looking to the future.
Amen.
Amen. He said, he's a watchman. He said, we just need to be heralding the news. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, they give him some rest. Bless God. Amen. He said, keep not silent and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Amen. He said, what we got to do? I told you, sometimes we just got to remind God. Amen. Sometimes we just got to pull up and say, Lord God, I'm just taking you at your word. I'm just believing. You said you would, and I'm just believing that you will. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just going to hold your feet to the fire, God. You said you could do this for me. You said you could bring me out. Praise God. God, I'm just waiting for you to do it. I'm expecting it now. Amen. I think what's wrong with most of us is we're waiting, expecting to do something down the road somewhere. Amen. Praise God. I'm expecting to do it right now. I'm expecting to do it before I get out of here tonight. I'm expecting for to pour out His blessings. I'm expecting for to help somebody. I'm expecting to encourage someone, praise God, to just press on further, to lift your head up, to just wave the glory and say hallelujah anyway. Amen. Praise God. I'm expecting till He does it, till He finishes it, what He started. Amen. Praise God. He said, He's lifted up. He said, let's remember what God's promised us, young'uns. Amen. Praise God. Just remember what He's promised us. Bless His holy name. He's promised us all kinds of things. He promised us a Messiah. He delivered. Amen. The Messiah come. He lived. He died. Amen. He rose from the dead for me and you. Praise God. And He went to set the right hand. Father, make intercession for us. Amen. And God says, and He's talking about these wives. He said, hey, listen, the harvest is white already. Amen. It's already white, the harvest, if the laborers are few. But God says, I'm going to send some laborers. Amen. I tell you, so God's been sending laborers. Amen. He sent a bunch of laborers through this church. We got missionaries all over the world. Amen. That they're laboring for the Lord, telling it, praise God, on behalf of me and you. Amen. We'll be credited for it in glory. They out there telling about the Messiah who's risen, praise God. Their labor's telling about the Savior. Amen. Glory to God. God's finishing His work. Amen. Now we may get caught up and we may sit back and we may quit. We may stop. But praise God. God's marching on. Amen. You can keep marching on or get left behind. Amen. Because God's going to keep marching on. He ain't stopping nowhere. Amen. But He'll encourage you, praise God, just a little bit farther. Amen. That's what Jesus did. He went just a little farther. Amen. That's what we got to do every day. Just set in the heart, Brother Robert, go just a little farther for Jesus. Amen. Go just a little farther for Him. Praise God, because He did for us. Bless His holy name. Amen. And why do we do that? Because in verse 8 he said, the Lord hath sworn by His right hand and by the arm of His strength. He said, you know what? It's like Brother Rex, God's already, He's reached out His hand. He's extended that arm of power. He said, let's just shake on it. Pray. He said, we'll just close the deal right here. Amen. He closed the deal with me, praise God, on March 1976 when I bowed an old-fashioned altar and said, Lord God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. He forgave me a sinner. Praise God. He lifted me up, and He's been lifting me up ever since. Amen. Sometimes I feel like the devil's got me by my little toe. Amen. That thing's tender. Amen. That's why when you had this little piggy, when you played this little piggy, went to market, and you squeezed that little toe, praise God, it'd make you squeal. Amen. My daddy used to play, I reckon he played that with every young that ever come through our house. Amen. And when he got to that little toe, he'd squeeze that little toe. You'd just about squeal when he squeezed it. And he said, this little pig said, wee, 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 all the way home, praise God. He'd squeeze that thing, and you'd holler. Amen. Sometimes I feel like the devil's got me by my toe, praise God, and he's squeezing, trying to make me holler, trying to make me give up. But praise God, I ain't quitting. Amen. I'm going to stay with God. Because He's done extended that hand, praise God. That right hand, we've done, it's just like we've done shook on it. We've done made the deal. We've closed the deal, praise God. And He's going to finish His part. Amen. God's not going to quit. He's going to finish. Amen. He said, surely I will no more give corn and meat to thine enemies or sons of strength, or the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. Amen. Now we can see this. We can see God talking to Israel as they're brought out of that Babylonian captivity. He said, where those Babylonians and these others had been eating that and partaking of all the things that Israel had been sowing and reaping and harvesting. Amen. They'd been doing all the work, and somebody else had been taking all the benefits. But God says, you know what? That day's coming to an end. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you've been sowing, you've been working, praise God. He said, now it's time. He said, now it's time to reap the benefits, praise God. I want to say, the benefits are out of this world.
Amen.
Amen. God said, now it's time to reap what you've been sowing. Glory to God. It's time for you to get in on the harvest. He said, but they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of His holiness. You might say it's the Lord's Supper. Amen. Where we pull together, praise God, and feast. Amen. He said, there's no more being given to the enemy. Amen. God said, I brought you out away from the enemy, praise God. And He said, I brought you to a place of finish. I brought you a place of perseverance. He said, I brought you to a place of being finished. Amen. No more going back. Praise God. No more being under control of the enemy. Amen. So Isaiah says here in verse 10, he says, go through the gates. Amen. In other words, what he's saying, he said that quick. He said, get in quick, praise God. No time to wait. No time to waste. Get in there. He said, come, glory to God. He said, come out of the captivity. Come into freedom. Come into peace. Come into joy, praise God. The gates are open wide. Come on in.
Amen.
Amen. Who done that? God did. God's open. He's thrown wide the gates of heaven. He said, whosoever will, come on in.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing. Amen. From our blesser, praise God. He said, go through the gates. He said, prepare you to wait. Now those are scattered. Remember, Israel scattered about. And he says, go through the gate. And John said to make way the path. Amen. Make His way straight. That's what He said here. He said, come straight on in. All those that scattered abroad. You say He's talking to you. Yeah, but He's talking to the Gentile too. He said, come on in, praise God. Get on the straight path. Get away from the wide path that leads to destruction. And get on the narrow path and come on in.
Amen.
Praise God. What we ought to be doing is watching on the wall. Said, hey, listen, just come on in, praise God. It's good over here. But you know why we can't? Because the devil rides around on our shoulder all the time. And he whispers in our ear. And we'll go through a good circle. And Lord, just bless you good. And they'll come to a point and the devil will say, well, look at that. That's all he has to do. Look at that. Did you hear that? Huh? Yeah. And instead of going home and saying, glory to God. Boy, what a servant. God just blessed. You see what such and such got up praising the Lord, jumping, shouting, praising the Lord, singing praises unto God. Boy, what music. Amen. What a good spirit. But praise God, old devil said, well, yeah, but remember that one little incident? Remember that little incident that you seen down there? You say, glory to God, I'm glad it... Hey, praise God, I'm glad it didn't affect everybody. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's what he does. He comes in and he tries he tries to scatter abroad. Amen. Brother Rex is talking about it at the beginning of the service. He tries to scatter abroad, praise God, and the Lord's pulling it all together. He's going to finish. He's going to pull it all together. Amen. Might as well get in and be part of it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, if they're not against us, he said, we've got to just believe that they're for us. Amen. Get in there, those that's for us, praise God. Press on together. Amen. He said, they're scattered abroad. Amen. But Simon, he said, that could be the Jew, but that could also be the Gentile scattered all over this world. Amen. God's trying to gather them all together, praise God, during this age of grace. Amen. Before he starts dealing with the nation of Israel again, he's given us a glorious opportunity to get people in. Amen. He's trying to finish this thing up. But he says, prepare you the way of the people. In other words, he said, we got to move the obstructions. Get rid of those obstructions that's in the way. Those stones of stumbling, if you will. Amen. So that there'll be no stumbling stones in the way so that people can come in, praise God. If there's anything in their life, we ought to fall on their face and say, God, forgive me. Amen. You never believe how much it helps if we can get forgiveness for ourselves, how much easier it is to look and not see the need for forgiveness or something that somebody done for us, praise God, because it makes that love a whole lot bigger. Amen. When I realize who I am, what I'm out to do, praise God, it makes a difference. And he said, they remove them obstacles, amen, them stones of offense, amen. They remove the things that get in the way and so easily beset us. And then he says, cast up the highway, amen. In other words, what he's doing, he says it twice here too, so it's urgent. He said, make the way straight, clear the way, amen, for people to get in. Praise God. He said it's time to get in. Because God's finished. He said God's finishing this thing up. Praise God. Get on the freeway and head on out. Amen. Glory to God. And he says lift up a standard for the people. Amen. Talking about lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They'd lift up that banner. Amen. The banner of the tribes. They'd lift it up. Praise God. He said lift up the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, praise God. He said, just go ahead and make the way straight. Just lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and watch them come. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell you what you do. You just start going everywhere you go and just start lifting up and say, boy, man, Jesus, praise God, is all over me. Amen. Praise God, Jesus all over my house. Jesus all over my husband. Jesus all over my church. Glory be God. Thank you, Jesus. You do that for about 2 weeks everywhere you go. Amen? And you know what'll happen? I kid you, there'll be people coming to church just to see how you act at church. They'll come to church to see what you're getting. Amen? Because you've done got something that's running all over you, praise God, and everybody in this world likes to have that kind of joy. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. He said, just come and get in, praise God. Make the way straight. And he said, they'll come, praise God. Lift up Jesus. They'll come. We're living a day and hour, praise God. You gotta have hamburger suppers and hot dog cookings and pizza parties. Amen. Just to try to get them to come to church. Amen. You serve food, they'll come. Amen. You got Wednesday. We can fix a big meal out here every Wednesday evening. Have these ladies fix it. Amen. And this church will be full on Wednesday night. Amen.
Yeah.
It would. But praise God, I'd rather come to a place where I can get full of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, I can feel my belly. The Lord said that. He said, if you're hungry, eat at home. Amen. Amen. That's Bible. Say, if you're hungry, eat at home. Praise God. If your belly's hungry, he said, if your soul's hungry, you can eat at church.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. Praise God, we'll both be full. Amen. Because you'll be giving him praise and glory and he'll be satisfying your soul.
Amen.
Amen. God's finishing this thing up, folks. Praise God. He says, behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Now you see how this thing plays out. You see the nation of Israel come out of captivity. They come out of that bondage of Babylon. And God used that old wicked king Cyrus to bring them out. He delivered them out of that bond, delivered them for himself. Look at 2 Chronicles. Let me just show you that. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 22. I'll read it to you. He says, "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing." Now, the writing of a Persian king could not be changed. "In writing saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me. And he hath charged me," now watch this, "to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord, his God, be with him, and let him go up." Amen? So God was making a plan. Why? He was going to finish his purpose in the nation of Israel, praise God. And see, he's still working today because he's working on me and you. He's satisfying, he's finishing the purpose that he started, praise God. And he said, "Behold," he said, "say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him." He's talking about that redemption, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ that we see in John chapter 4 in verse 34. The Bible says that Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Amen. He said that's what God's whole desire to do, what Jesus' desire to do, is fulfill, to finish the work of his Father. Amen. And guess what? Me and you are part of his work. Amen. Praise God. Do you think that work will be finished? I guarantee you, praise God, it'll be finished. It'll be completed for God's glory. Amen. And he said, they shall call them the holy people. Kind of peculiar. Separate from sinners. Amen. Praise God. They said, the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Those that's been purchased. They've been bought. They've been paid for. God's redeemed them to himself. He's claimed them for his own. Amen. Praise God. I'm saying God's finishing up. Redeemed the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, you're going to be called those, that you're going to be called the ones that's called out for God's glory. Those that's come unto him. Those that's been redeemed. Amen. Those that's part of that great salutation. That ones that's been brought out for the glory of God. Been redeemed from those that's was caught up in sin and the wickedness of the world. Praise God. But he tells that in, let me just show you in Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16, 17. I'm done. I promise. He said, therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured. And all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be spoiled. And all that prey upon thee will I give for prey. I mean, in other words, he said he's going to take all the adversary out of the way. Be no more. Jeremiah 30 and 16. And he says in verse 17, he says, for I will restore health unto thee and will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. But God Almighty said, praise God, I sold her, and I found her, and I bought her for myself. And I redeemed her out, praise God. And he says, now, in Isaiah 62, he said, praise God, I've established her. He said, my work is finished. Those that had said that they had been forsaken, he said, now they can say that they're forgiven. He said, those that could say that they was desolate, amen, can say now that they're inhabited of God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. That sounds like a finished work to me. Amen. That was nothing. Now it's everything. Amen. For the glory of God.